Praise 100.9, 92.7. I'm Melanie. It's time to go in the trenches with Wes Bryan. What's up, Wes?
What's going on, Melanie? And the Panthers' winning streak will stop at 8 as they were throttled in New Orleans. If you haven't heard already, Drew Brees passed for 313 yards, 4 touchdowns, and a 31-13 Saints victory that helped them regain sole possession of first place in the NFC South. Panthers' defense, not a great night on their part, coming in as the number one unit in the league, had not allowed more than 2 touchdowns in a game this season, and the Saints scored 3 in the second quarter alone. Saints became the only team this season to score more than 24 points against Carolina. They sacked Cam Newton 5 times, didn't allow a touchdown until 5:15 was left in the game. As they said, now they own a 1-game lead over the Panthers in the NFC South with 3 games to go, but they have to come back to Carolina and deal with the Panthers yet again in 2 weeks. So the Panthers have another tough game this Sunday, so they have to shake this one off, and they will take on a gritty New York Jets team Sunday at 4 from Bank of America Stadium. College football, we now have our national championship matchup. It will be Florida State and Auburn, as they will play in the BCS national championship game. But there are plenty of local schools that will be participating in bowl action. You got the Duke Blue Devils, who will draw Johnny Football, and Texas A&M in the Chick-fil-A Bowl. The North Carolina Tar Heels will stay home and take on Cincinnati in the Belk Bowl from Bank of America Stadium. East Carolina will take aim at Ohio in the St. Petersburg Bowl. And the Clemson Tigers will face the Ohio State Buckeyes in the FedEx Orange Bowl. The Bobcats got a big win last night over Golden State, 115-111, despite 43 big points from former Davidson star Steph Curry. And they face a tumultuous rest of the week as they will have to deal with the Orlando Magic, but then some tough matchups against the Indiana Pacers, who many consider to be one of the best teams in the NBA, before closing out the week on Saturday with Kobe Bryant, who's fresh off that Achilles injury, made his return this past Sunday. They will take on the Lakers on Saturday night. And Melanie, that has been another edition of In the Trenches with Wes Bryant. You can catch me on Twitter at Wes Bryant Live, where we get all the way live.
Thanks, Wes. We'll talk to you later in the week.
All right.
Wednesday.